Here's someone that everybody should be employing in New Jersey. This one's going to be for the New Jersey guys. If you guys want from the rest of the state or country, I'm sorry, state, country. If you guys want to tag along and watch this video, it's great. But it really pertains to case law out of New Jersey. It's state of New Jersey versus OYENUSI. Iannussi, I guess that's how you say it. It's 2006. And we're going to talk about a couple other cases, state versus Bradley. And what we're discussing is searching bags before you transport when you have an arrest. Failure to do this will not give you the ability to search the bags as incident to back at the station house when you're supposed to be, when you're inventorying a bag. There's no such thing. They're not allowed. I know that you're saying, well, our department SOP says this. We've been doing this for 15 years. I get it. But what happens is if you find something as search incident to arrest, I'm sorry, as an inventory search back at your processing center or processing place in your department, and you're maybe on video or audio, because a lot of people do have video and audio, you can't get it on that kind of search or that inventorying without having met a few steps or attempting a few different options before you check that bag. So I'm going to talk about these things, and hopefully this will save some of your cases. I know guys will say, well, you know, I had this. We charged for it. It went to court. They pled guilty. Nothing happened. I get that happens. It's a very imperfect judicial system. There's nothing I can do about that. But when somebody gets a sharp enough attorney who catches on to this, you're going to get it suppressed. I'm sure there's guys out there who watch this video who can attest to the fact that they've had this suppressed. So here's what it's going to say. If you have an arrest with bags or items that may contain contraband, you must search them contemporaneously with the arrest so close in time and location that they may be considered connected units of an integrated incident and part of one single transaction. It must not be remote in time or place. Once the property is not immediately associated with the person under arrest, a search of the property cannot be done as incident to arrest. You will need consent or a warrant. And there's also other options that I'm going to go over in a second. You're allowed to handcuff first and search bags for free transport. Do not take those bags, put them in the trunk of your car, cuff the person, put them in the backseat of your car, and then go back to headquarters and inventory the bag and think without asking a few questions first and think that's an okay search. It's not. Take the time at the scene to search the bag. You show up for a shoplifter. They usually have bags with them. You search the bag before you go back to the car. They're in cuffs. They're not going anywhere. You see somebody walking down the street. They're carrying a backpack. Maybe you know who they are. You run them for warrants. Yeah, Steve Smith has warrants. Lock him up. You take the backpack off. You can cuff him and then search the backpack while you're there. Obviously, if you have a crazy circumstance, the guy's fighting you, different story. But you're going to want to search that backpack. You don't want to secure it in the back of that trunk and then go back and try to retrieve it, because it's supposed to be incident to arrest, and it kind of has to do a little bit more safety rather than being intrusive. Okay. So State versus Mahoney, 1988. And I'll put this up here in the links. You guys can read that. I'll put that verbiage in there. This is the case that ruled station house inventory searches are illegal. So when you guys say, well, we've been doing this for years, or this is what our SOP says. Like, I get there's SOP. Believe it or not, there's a lot of guys who come to this training who are administrators who realize their SOPs are improperly written, and they go back and they take some of the stuff that I've taught them and they fix that. They will change their SOPs to make sure it's in compliance with case law. All right. But also note, the defendant did not consent to the inventory, nor was he given the opportunity of making other arrangements for the safekeeping of his suitcase. State versus Mangold. This is 1980. The court concluded that absent consent or alternative security provisions, an inventory search may not be undertaken. And then State versus Padilla, 1999, it is improper to search and inventory the personal property of an arrestee without first affording the arrestee the opportunity to consent to the search or the opportunity to make other arrangements for the disposition of personal property. So you bring the guy back in, you have their bag, guy or girl, you have their bag in front of them. Now you're back at processing. You haven't searched their stuff. You haven't inventoried anything. You literally have to say to them, hey, can I search your bag? You have to request consent to search for the inventory purpose. If they deny that, what's the next thing you have to do? Well, if you believe there's some kind of contraband in the bag, you're going to have to try to get a search warrant based on what you have, or maybe you have to call a canine unit and now sniff the bag and apply for a search warrant based on the canine indication of the bag. But the next thing you're supposed to do is say, hey, okay, I don't have any RES for this bag. I don't have PC to ask for, you know, you don't need RES to ask for consent to search the bag if it's only for a motor vehicle, but I don't have PC to apply for a search warrant, you're supposed to say, hey, can you call somebody to come pick up this property? And they can either say yes or no. If they say no, then you can inventory the property. But without, if they say, yeah, my mother lives down the street, I'll call her right now. She knows I'm here. She'll come pick up my bag. You literally have to fill out your thing. If you're not going to get consent or a warrant for it, you got to fill out your property sheet and have her sign off on it. It's in one big brown bag. Have her sign it and hand it over to her. And that's what you're supposed to do with property. How you fix all this, that problem, it's just as simple as taking some time before you leave that scene and searching the bag. Just do that. That's it. It's just that simple. Can we think? Just do that and you'll be fine. See you guys later.